The gubernatorial inauguration was not at top of mind for many of the Granite Staters I spoke to. Whether it was election fatigue or post-holiday haze, we started with the basics instead. So, what exactly do you know about your new governor?
Just that his father was governor once.
That's Randy Potter.
So I don't really know what his political history is other than being supposedly conservative Republican, so I don't know what his real resume is like.
This is Karen Illion.
And the only thing that I remember hearing about Sununu was that he came from a well-to-do family and maybe there was some special interest there.
Here's Michelle Simmons.
Not a big fan of Sununu because I went to school with him, actually.
And Tom Lithgow.
I know where he's been and I know his activities in the ski resort industry at Waterville Valley.
And Michael S.
I didn't vote for him. One Sununu is enough. One Bush is enough. That type of thing.
I remember afterwards finding out some more about the candidates and just feeling like he probably was the most qualified.
I don't think people have slipped into office and all of a sudden folks have gone, you know, I should have had a V8. You know, I don't think that happens very often.
I don't think that most people that seem to have a lot of experience are doing a very good job right now, so.
Okay, so now that we've established who Chris Sununu is and how these folks feel about him, what do they want him to talk about in his inaugural speech today?
Try to work on the unemployment, the health care. Don't repeal Obama's health care.
Less government.
I'm more worried about jobs and education and things like that and healthcare and that kind of thing, like family-based policies, but
the budget, too. Get that back on track, too.
And even across party lines, there was some consensus about soon-to-be Governor Sununu. Folks I spoke with seemed to be hoping for the best.
Yeah, I think I know enough to trust that Chris will keep us moving forward. I think New Hampshire takes care of itself.
He's the governor, so I will back him, and I won't bash him or anything like that.
So, but I'm glad he won, and he's going to be inaugurated tomorrow. I didn't even realize that was happening.
For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.